So you probably clicked on this either on the video on YouTube or on the podcast episode because you're dealing with some sort of back pain, whether it's lumbar arthritis, degenerative disc disease, or just chronic back pain that doesn't really have a diagnosis. I'm glad you're here because I find a lot of times that when you're diagnosed or are dealing with back pain, one thing is often missed. And this one thing can actually help you to unlock adventure. And when it's missed, obviously you may be missing out on a lot of that potential and a lot of that ability to return to an active lifestyle. And this one thing may be a little bit more simpler than you think.
You're listening to the Adventuring with Osteoarthritis podcast. Do you want to learn how to live an active life with osteoarthritis? Hear inspiring stories from others just like you and find out the best ways to naturally tackle joint pain? This podcast has you covered. There are so many possibilities that your healthcare provider may not be telling you about, and surgery isn't always the answer. This podcast is not medical advice. Now, here's your host, Doctor of Physical Therapy and Osteoarthritis Specialist, Alyssa Kewen.
But if you think about, so if you did go see someone for your back pain, whether it was a doctor, a surgeon, your primary care, whoever it was, you walk in with back pain and they look at your spine or look at your back. Maybe they take an x-ray of your spine or they do a couple of tests and things, have you move in certain ways. Anyways, they typically just look at the area. And this honestly goes for like if you have knee arthritis or hip arthritis or really arthritis in any joint. A lot of times they hyper-focus on that joint, which you're like, okay, well that's what's hurting, so that makes sense, right? And actually, when you think about it, so your entire body is connected, and your spine actually plays a huge role in just overall movement. And one thing that I see a lot of times, so if you're dealing with lower back pain, it can be for a variety of different reasons. If a lot of times it's just that tightness, that stiffness, that pain, dull, achiness, and it can increase in severity, of course. But it's connected to both your arms and your legs, and it has a direct impact on how your arms and legs move, how your spine feels. I recently had someone who was dealing with some degenerative disc disease and was dealing with a little bit of spinal stenosis and had very overactive spinal muscles. So if you think about your spine right in the middle, then those muscles on the outside tend to get really tight, really stiff. But when we're just looking at the spine and trying to, you know, strengthen the core and things like that, which has its time and place, but he was never really working on arm movements and leg movements and watching how those interact with your spine. Meaning that we have to look other places as well. Because you have lower back pain does not necessarily mean your spine is dysfunctioning. Yeah, it might be a little bit irritated, but that could be because you maybe have some leg weakness or some leg strength deficits. For him, one side, his right side, was weaker than the left side. And nobody had ever really tested that or found that out. And when you have some of these asymmetries, your legs can be more significantly impacting to your back pain just because of walking and things like that. You can kind of avoid, you know, using your arms depending on what activity you're doing. So the leg asymmetries, so asymmetries in balance or muscle strength, can lead to more stress to your lower back just because you're altering the way that you're moving. So think about it. If maybe one leg is weaker than the other, and then you're trying to go upstairs, for example, you may notice that you're trying to compensate by maybe moving your shoulders or kind of almost feeling like you're waddling when you're walking. That puts more strain and stress on your spine and the muscles around it. When we're just looking at the spine, though, and just trying to do, you know, certain core strengthening exercises, things, we may be missing out on the potential to actually have longer lasting pain relief. I have a lot of people who come to me and say, you know what, walking is really hard. Like, I can do other things, I can do other exercises and it's fine, but it's just my walking is not really getting better. I'm doing all my core exercises and doing everything I need to strengthen my core, but my walking's not improving. And so that could actually be because you have a leg strength discrepancy, or maybe you aren't as balanced on one side as you are on the other. If we're not looking at these things, then they can be missed, and then you can continue just to deal with back pain no matter how many core strengthening movements that you're doing. And the same thing goes with the arms. And this is definitely more of an issue if you're doing a lot of, say, lifting overhead, or you're doing a lot of reaching. Maybe your job requires, you know, a lot of reaching overhead, stocking shelves or something like that, or swimming, or things that really do involve more upper extremity movement. Upper extremity movement, so raising your shoulder overhead, especially if you've had a history of an injury to your shoulder, or history of shoulder pain just in general, that can impact your spine, and it can kind of trickle down to your lower spine. So a lot of times if you're really tight and you really can't reach overhead, you may notice that your spine also extends. So you kind of arch your back to try to get your arm overhead. But if you try to stand up against a wall and try to get your spine in contact with the wall and then try to raise your arm, if you can't raise your arm while doing that, then you're relying a lot more on your spine to raise overhead. This is why it is so important to both look at upper extremity strength, balance, and lower extremity strength, balance, and stability, because those can be directly tied to lower back pain, lumbar arthritis, degenerative disc disease, etc. Which is why in the Arthritis Adventure Blueprint, my online signature course, it is for people who have lower back pain. It is for people who have knee pain. It is for people that have hip pain, because each of these workouts are full body. So you actually get 10 follow along progressive workouts with me. So everything is in one place. And we move through upper body strengthening, lower body strengthening, upper body stability, lower body balance. So that way, if you're dealing with pain in any of these joints, it's now being addressed in things that you may have not have ever been told, or you may have not ever been shown what to do. But you may notice that as you're moving through things, oh, my right leg definitely feels a little harder to do things than my left, or my right arm is definitely, I have to use maybe a lighter weight, or it's really hard to lift the weight overhead compared to the left. It's these asymmetries that we are looking for and looking to point out, because once they are addressed, then we can really kind of start to move forward to continue to kind of close that gap, to make things as your body as symmetrical as possible. And this is one of the most important things when it comes to lower back pain in particular, which is why the Arthritis Adventure Blueprint does apply to people that have lower back pain too. So if you are looking to adventure, if you're looking to stay active and have been dealing with lower back pain and maybe haven't really had much success with other treatments, whether it was physical therapy or just exercise, or it's always, always, always a great idea to find other perspectives and to approach things in a little bit of a different way, especially if you're looking to avoid surgery. Lower back pain can be very debilitating if it continues to cause irritation and you continue to have these asymmetries. So if you go to arthritisadventure.com, you'll learn more about the Arthritis Adventure Blueprint. Aside from exercise, it goes into the types of foods you can eat to reduce inflammation, and it goes through other pain-relieving strategies that can help to give a little bit more of an immediate pain relief. It's going to be short-term, but as you're working on strengthening and moving better, that will move you into the longer-term pain relief. So arthritisadventure.com, so you can see that, and it's definitely worth looking into finding out where those asymmetries lie so we can close that gap. I hope this was helpful. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Adventuring with Osteoarthritis podcast. If this podcast has brought you hope and inspiration, make sure to hit the subscribe button and leave a review. Also, if you're looking for more information on how to start your own arthritis adventure, head to www.keeptheadventurealive.com or follow me on YouTube by searching Alyssa Arthritis Adventure. That's A-L-Y-S-S-A Arthritis Adventure. We'll see you next time.